Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a WIP afternoon show on a Monday with Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party. Stop out, say hi, Miller Lite specials all day. Ike Reese?
I'm feeling good, brother. It's Monday. We're out here. What the hell are you smiling about?
Do we have to work overtime? I mean, can we put this on our timesheet? It's 1:58. Like, what midday shows want to get out of here? They broke at what, 150?
You're asking me?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting here with you. I'm 3 feet away from you.
I mean, holy cow. Short work day for the midday show?
Are we going to start our show, or are you waiting until 2?
I don't know. Oh. We should be working overtime. Just kidding. All right.
All right. Well, we have a big show today. Doug Peterson joins us at 3 o'clock. Doug has not been on the station since Doug left the Eagles, right? I mean, this is the first time.
Yeah, he certainly hasn't been with us.
Yeah, so, yeah. I haven't think of it. So Doug Peterson joins us at 3. Nick Sirianni joins us at 4, all to talk about Brandon Graham. 4:30, Chris Long will join us. Then at 5:30, Merrill joins us right here on site. Merrill Reese will join us. And at some point, Elliot Shore Parks will join us as well. And we'll talk about the big weekend series, Phil's win over the Arizona Diamondbacks.
The important things.
Another series win.
Yeah. We couldn't have gotten a sweep and just making us all excited at the same time. But they made it interesting, at least on Sunday. So, you know, we talk about Brandon Graham today. You know, it's funny. I felt this a little bit on the day he retired, and I feel it a little bit now as we are paying tribute to Brandon Graham. And if you've got a Brandon Graham memory, 215-592-9494, it almost feels like we're eulogizing him a little bit. You know, like Brandon Graham's still here and still with us. But we're lucky to be able to look back on an amazing career that got to a point that you never thought it would get to based on the way that it started. Ike, when you think about BG and his career and his time here, what is the thing that you think of?
Well, I mean, listen, I think about his longevity. You know, this is a sport that longevity doesn't go hand in hand with. And particularly when you're talking about a player staying with the same team throughout his career. And BG, you're talking about a decade and a half. In this sport with the same team, you just don't see that. It's very uncommon in today's sports world, particularly in football. And you're not talking about a quarterback. You're not talking about a kicker. You're talking about a position that is very demanding of you physically. And for BG to have carved out the career that he's carved out as a Philadelphia Eagle, being the longest tenured Eagle ever, being no one's worn that Eagles uniform, played in Eagles football games more than Brandon Graham. When you think about his journey, it's been talked about all throughout the day. It's been talked about since BG announced his retirement. He's been celebrated. So this is just an opportunity for us to continue that celebration of one of our favorites, one of our all-time greats, a fan favorite. When you think about his story as a first-round draft pick coming in with high expectations, struggling early in his career, some injury concerns there, lack of productivity, those sorts of things early in his career, and to be able to persevere through that. It's what the city is about. It's what the fabric of the city is about. When you talk about overcoming obstacles and adversity and being an underdog, you know, Brandon Graham, it's rare that you can be a first-round draft pick and be viewed as an underdog, right? But Brandon Graham, through his journey, came from being someone with high expectations and underachieving to being someone that people didn't expect much of, and turned himself into a Philadelphia great, an Eagles Hall of Famer, a two-time champion. Man, like I said, it's been great listening to everybody talk about BG all day. A lot of the stories have been told, but it's always great to rehear them. It's great to hear former coaches, former players come on. We got some great guests coming on to talk about BG. There's a reason why. You know, there's been a lot of great athletes that's played in this town, right? I don't know many of them, how many of them have received their own day here on this station and then have the amount of people that want to take part in this and contribute and give their testimony about Brandon Graham. It just goes to show you how great of a man he was, how great of a teammate he was, how great of a player he was, how great of a person he is. And so I look forward to it all day. We're going to celebrate him some more. We're going to celebrate him later tonight right up the street here at the Colonial Theater. So we're out here in Phoenixville. We're at the Great American Pub. Listen, I went long-winded. I tried to make it easy for you two. I tried to make it easy for you two, especially my man here who's short on words because I know he's not going to give us a whole lot.
Wow.
I ordered lunch before everyone. And it's been tight since.
Yeah.
It's been tight since. I sat on the end seat also. There's a lot of aggression right now on this afternoon show.
Well, yeah. I mean, you ordered lunch. You didn't even offer to order for anybody else. That's the moment. That's
the Fritzy way.
Yeah. Nobody blames you for ordering lunch, buddy. Nobody blames you for ordering lunch. It's like you knew Ike wanted something.
Well, everyone takes care of themselves.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
The thing when thinking about BG, and we'll, you know, as Ike said, you know, we'll talk about BG all day. 215-592-9494. Any memories of you ran into him, which it seems like everybody in Philadelphia has like some BG story, and we'll get great stories today from Doug Peterson, from Nick Sirianni, from Chris Long. The thing that's amazing to me is he's such an interesting. We think Brandon's almost always in a good mood, right? Even when he's not in a good mood, he's still in a good mood. It's interesting to me because the fans here are, you know, we have roller coasters. We have our ups and downs with the team. And for him to be here so long and still be so integrated with media and fans and not, like, his tolerance for all of this is just very high to me. Like a guy who went through it, who originally was the guy who we had instead of the guy, right? Like mm-hmm. there were years where you couldn't say Brandon Graham's name without also saying Earl Thomas's name, right?
Right.
And for him to go through all of that with the fans, which by the way is a lot, and still be as integrated as he is with everyone, right? Like to have nobody have a bad Brandon Graham story, to have nobody say I ran into him and he was sick of it. Like just his ability to stick with it, not just on the football field, but with it with all of us, I think is amazing, right? I mean, like a lot of times you have a player here that long, they keep themselves, but BG is a guy that's always out. Like BG is a guy injured himself, two games into the season during the COVID, was it? Wait, and still did the BG show every week for an entire year. Like still did his morning show appearances mm-hmm. every week. So I don't know, his commitment, not just to the team and not just to his career, but his commitment to all of us in media and fans defense to me has been something amazing that I've never seen. I've seen great players before. I've seen players play their entire career for, you know, for a Philadelphia team. But I've never seen a guy be able to package all of that and be able to, like, honestly stomach us and all of this for 15 years, I think is
put
is
on
absolutely
a smile
amazing.
With us?
Yes. Well, I mean, that, like, we're difficult to put on a smile with, you know, sometimes, I think. When things haven't gone great the entire time it's been here, he's been on some teams that have not achieved. It hasn't been Super Bowls every year for Brandon Graham. So for him to be here through the tough times and this as well, you know, this part is easy for him to go through. You know, being celebrated, all those
sure.
things.
Yeah.
But going through the time where the team's not doing enough and the defense isn't doing enough and he's not doing enough and still be around to tell the story about it at the end, I think is amazing.
Yep.
You know? Jack, anything?
I got a lot.
Okay.
Got a lot to say. So I think the thing in preparing for this day, obviously, I think the thing that always hits me with Brandon Graham is he's probably the most human, like human being athlete I think I've seen. Like just from he's just a regular human. Even
yes.
though he's a fantastic player, he's made $100+ million. He made the biggest play in Eagles history.
Second biggest.
What's number one?
The
dagger. I know.
No. Number one's Philly special, but number the strip sack is number two.
Sure. The cute little strip sack. Yep.
Yep.
That decided the game. But I just think that.
Well, it didn't decide the game. It decided a play.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. No. So like that's the thing that really hits me when I think of Brandon Graham is he's just a regular human being, and I think that's he treats everyone the exact same, and we're lucky to have him. Now he's not going anywhere. Again, it's not a eulogy.
No.
Still very alive. Gonna be celebrated tonight at the theater.
Right.
And like I said, but like he deserves all of it. He deserves all of it. He's a unique individual. And we're not gonna have another Brandon Graham in this city.
By the way, may have saved this season. Like, you know, I know he won't talk. Maybe he'll talk about it on stage tonight. But his Brandon Graham show appearance where he talked about AJ and Jalen this year, we don't know if the conversations that happened internally after that whole thing happen if it's not for Brandon Graham. And I know he is not somebody who will talk about that again, at least not, you know, soon. But who knows how this season goes if that stuff isn't aired out, you know? And I know it made people uncomfortable at NovaCare, and it probably made players uncomfortable, but it was a necessary thing to happen, and he knew it was necessary. And without him doing it, who knows if they win the Super Bowl this year? I know it sounds crazy, but there are butterfly effect moments that who knows if the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, it was a pivotal moment in the season. Things that we aren't privy to that they are dealing with behind the scenes internally, discussing and working their way through. And who knows how contentious that may have gotten behind the scenes there with those guys. And Brandon obviously feeling that it came to that boiling point that he felt he needed to say something. He said what he felt he needed to say. And whether anybody else acknowledges that or not, I mean, listen, it's not something to be proud of, and I'm sure they don't want to hang their hat. They're not going to pin their season on Brandon airing out
right.
stuff that's
Dirty
going
laundry.
On behind the scenes. But it's not even really, really needed. I mean, anybody that's following this team and understand that sort of dynamic, then you kind of understand that sort of what took place. And to me, it got everything back on the right track. They had to basically confront some issues, talk them out, work through them, and then move forward. And they were able to do that and not miss a beat and go on to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, at some point, that story will be told whenever someone decides to write a book about the 2024 Super Bowl team. It will be.
Yeah, still no books, by the way.
It will be.
Yeah, no books so far.
That's good. I'm talking about when all these guys are retired.
Yeah.
I always feel, you know, as players, you shouldn't be writing books anyway, right? Because quite frankly, unless you're like a Dennis Rodman or somebody whose life is that just that interesting, you can talk about just you
right.
without talking about everybody else.
Right.
That's my whole point.
Without airing dirty laundry.
Yes, you don't talk
about
somebody else's business.
Right.
Just because you know it. You know what I mean? If you want to talk about yourself, go right ahead.
When we have Doug on, you're going to ask him about the book?
About?
His book.
What was? Oh, Doug's book?
Yeah.
Fearless. Yeah. Well, yeah, Doug's book was about coaching, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how he's sitting there.
Yeah, I don't think he told any stories
no,
about
no,
anything.
No, no,
yeah.
No.
sitting there in the AFC Championship game. He's he's watching Bill Belichick, watching who is the Jags coach? Was that Gus Bradley?
Doug Marone.
Yeah. He's like, I would never do that. If I ever get my opportunity, I'm going to go for it. And he did.
215-592-9494.
I know. Yep. I think that was.
I know. Yep. It's like 350 pages. That was the big takeaway.
It is BG Day on WIP. Call up, talk about Brandon Graham. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What up, boys? BG
Day. What's up,
Day.
C?
Hey, man.
What's up, Corey?
BG. Hey, man. It's like you don't know where to start, man. It's like when you have a career like this, the way it started out wearing number 54, a trash number. You get your college number.
Whoa, hold up, man.
What?
Trash number.
54?
The 54 kind of is a trash number, right?
Are y'all serious? Whose number is 54?
It ain't 58. It
Jeremiah
ain't
Trotter.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, that's
my bad. Yeah. I'm going to take the L on that.
Trash number.
Yep, I'll take the L on that one. I'll take the L on that one.
I never said it was a trash player. I said the number.
It said it's a trash number.
You're smarter than that. You're smarter than that. You knew who wore 54. You knew who wore 54, and the player makes the number. You decided to go. Hold up. No, you hold up. You decided to go 54 as a trash number, which I've never heard anybody say.
It wasn't a hot take.
I'm just saying it's my opinion.
But you know who wears the number. You know who wears the number.
I'm not taking a shot at no player. I'm not talking about the number.
All I'm telling you is it's hard to differentiate. That's all I'm saying. You wouldn't say one is a trash number, would you?
But it's not a trash number.
Well, consider a lot of kickers were before quarterbacks made it popular.
But the number, I'm just talking about the number. See, you trying to put the two and two together. I'm not doing that.
That's what most people do, Court.
Okay, I'm just saying me. I'm just my opinion. I'm just saying me. Then he gets the.
Hey, Trotter, we got it. Yep.
Yep. The 5'5" that he wear in college, and then you know the man took off. Like it's like. Yeah, we had the game. What was it? The Jets game in 2019 where he had the 3 sacks or the 4 sacks. You know what I'm saying? Then you go to the strip sack in the Super Bowl, which was the biggest play in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? To help to deliver the win. You know, it's so when you look back over the career of BG, it's so much stuff you could talk about. Like Jack talked about, it's just him as a person, like where he is. If you can send a message to BG on any of the social media platforms, he'll respond, you know. I went back and forth with him about Michigan and O-State. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just such a likable guy. And like I said, he on my Mount Rushmore of Philadelphia Eagles. You know, not mine. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying mine is the right one. I'm just saying he's one of my top four guys all time as an Eagle, just for the longevity that he's been here and what he's done in his career. I love BG. I'm pretty sure every Eagle fan loves BG. And it's like, I mean, it's so much you can say about it, and we don't got a lot of time, but it's just like, but you sit here and think about this, all the stuff he did, you know, Spike bring up the situation with Jalen and AJ this year. Like, that was necessary. You know what I'm saying? People probably walking on eggshells in the locker room, don't want to bring stuff up. BG said, nah, man, y'all going to handle this. We try to win. We here for one goal, and I'm going to address it. So he tried to walk it back. You know, we don't know what's his mindset, but he said it for a reason. You know, sometimes you got to have somebody to put it out there on the table. And that was the guy we did it. He was a captain ever since we started putting C's on chest. I think he's been a captain the entire time, right?
Yep.
So it's like, man, BG, it's too much, man, to go through. Like I said, not a lot of time to talk about it. But I love BG 5'5", you know what I'm saying? And once again, I got to say, because Ike trying to throw me in the trash can, I was not taking a shot at no players, none.
Hold on. You keep saying no player. Say his name.
Trotter?
Yes, exactly. Who else? Well, who else wore 54 that you would recognize?
I wouldn't even.
But I think that's the point he was making, right? That there's not a lot of 54.
Exactly.
54.
But what I was saying was I just thought about it. Like, I didn't even think like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so now I got to question your Eagle fandom. When did you become an Eagles fan?
That's fine. Do that. I mean, that's you. That's okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, crazy.
The more you keep letting me know how much you don't respect Jeremiah Trotter as an Eagle great.
Disrespected him.
Yeah, you actually did just disrespect him. As far as I'm concerned, you did.
Okay.
You can't, Corey, you could have said anything. Hold on, see. You could have said anything before you came on. You had time to think about what you were going to say. You decided to say, he got rid of that trash number and switched to 55. Like, you said that. I didn't bring that up. You said that. So you had time to think about that. And for you to think about the number 54 and the words trash to come along with it and not think about Jeremiah Trotter, I got to question that. Because you could have said he switched to a great number in 55. You could have said anything without associating trash with the number 54 in an Eagles uniform. That's my point. That's my point.
Okay.
Yeah, we ain't going to disrespect Jeremiah Trotter around here tonight. I'm a four-time Pro Bowler, all-pro linebacker.
I wasn't disrespecting Trotter, but
Or
Brad Lidge. Or Brad Lidge.
I wasn't
you know I got love for you. You know I got love. You know I got love for you? Listen. That's my teammate. That's part of my brotherhood there. So I can't let it just go. I just can't let it go. If you hadn't said trash number, I wouldn't have said anything.
Okay, that's fine. Like I said, I wasn't disrespecting nobody. You can you can say how you want. I was just speaking my opinion as a number. That's all.
I got you.
All right, Corey.
Your opinion got my reaction.
Yep. Okay, and I ain't mad at you. Keep bringing. That's why you make a big fuss.
It's all good.
All right. We okay? We all need to.
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
He said Brandon one of the four greatest Eagles ever. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, four greatest, talking about Mount Rushmore, that's what four greatest are. So we would say Brian Dawkins, automatically on. Reggie White, automatically on. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you Elliot today?
Well, listen.
Well, you're asking him who cares what his opinion is, really?
Well...
Well, if he's not going to say Reggie White,
we're not going to say Chuck Bednarik then either. I mean, like, some people would, some people wouldn't.
I think it probably.
Okay. He asked you Reggie White.
Okay, Reggie White.
If you want to say Reggie, if you want to say no, then say no.
I would say yes.
I think you probably say Bednarik. Say Reggie. You probably say Brian Dawkins, and then you have to pick one player from this era.
Right.
And then it ends up being. The nominees end up being Kelsey, BG, right? Fletcher's a great player, but I don't think we would put Fletcher on it. We don't put Jalen on it yet. We don't consider him because he hasn't finished his career yet. Nick Foles has been brought up previously because he was the quarterback of the team that won the first Super Bowl.
Well, he's definitely off of it.
So do you pick BG or Kelsey? I mean, do you say Bednarik? Yes. Kelsey, yes.
I say Bednarik, yes.
Okay, so Bednarik, yes.
But I'm one who feels like an era
that
needs to be represented,
right.
Yes.
So that era.
Some people may not represent who may not care about the championship era.
Yeah.
We do have three championships before Super Bowls.
People forget that.
Yeah.
48, 49?
48.
47, 48? 48, 49?
60.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I should make sure I get my first the 40s right.
So Bednarik.
Where's Pete Pios?
So we say Bednarik, yes. We say Reggie, yes. We say Dawkins, yes. And then for the fourth one, do you say Kelsey or do you say BG?
I say Kelsey. But I love BG.
Right.
I would say Kelsey.
Right. Ike?
You can't put both?
No.
There's only four.
We did do a whole week on Mount Rushmore. Yeah.
You can't put both Kelsey and BG.
No. Well, you would have to take somebody off. You're not taking Dawkins off.
No, I'm leaving all three of those guys on there.
Okay,
those three are on.
No, then
three are on.
You got to pick one. I think if we had taken the vote a year ago,
you certainly can't take both of them.
No, I think if you had taken the vote a year ago, it would have been Kelsey. I think if you took a vote now of Eagles fans, it would be Brandon Graham.
Is that in the moment?
I think it's a little bit in the moment. I think Kelsey, in a couple of ways. First, I think the Chiefs stuff. I think there's a little bit of, if I'm just talking about how fans feel, I think there's a little bit of maybe they're exposed so much to Kelsey. And I think there's a little bit.
Kelsey fatigue?
I think there's a little bit of Kelsey fatigue in that way. I still think they love him. And there's also the moment now with BG, also him getting the second Super Bowl. Now, BG getting the second Super Bowl does give him an advantage over Kelsey, who does not have the second Super Bowl.
That's true.
So Kelsey, a better player. I think Kelsey is a Hall of Famer and BG is not. But BG also has both Super Bowls, which Kelsey does not. I think the edge that BG has, if we don't take prisoner of the moment, if we take prisoner of the moment out of it, the advantage that BG has over Kelsey is that he won both Super Bowls.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty big advantage.
Yeah.
Um, Damn, that's a tough one.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
You're not committing.
You sure you can't go both guys no. like half and half? Remember that movie Face Off?
Have a little Siamese
with
twin?
With Travolta and
No.
Nicolas Cage?
You cannot.
Well, it seems like we can take Reggie off, right? We can take that? No?
You can't.
You want a Super Bowl with the Packers?
Even if we take Reggie off, I still don't like having both Kelce
and BG.
BG on it.
Yeah, I think it's one or the other.
It's tough.
I think it's one or the other, especially if you're only taking one from your era,
right.
One from the Buddy era,
right.
One from pre-Buddy era, which is Bednarik. I think right. You got to have one from this era. All right, 215-592-9494.
Where'd you go? And you didn't answer. Where'd you go? You almost got out of there without giving an answer, did you? Yeah. Where'd you go?
I think it's Kelce.
Kelce? What'd you think?
I said Kelce. I think it's Kelce, Bednarik, White, Dawkins.
I think it's Kelce. Can I say here's why I think it's Kelce? He is a better player than BG, but the other thing is that, and time has sort of dulled this a little bit, the Super Bowl speech is like maybe the most iconic off-field moment in Philadelphia sports history, and Kelce has that. And like it was the first Super Bowl, and I can't think of another moment, right?
Yeah.
And you know, there's the Utley, you know, curse word, but
that was way overplayed.
Yeah, but his Kelce speech.
Everything that Utley did now is just like, well, Scrub Rollins better, well, like unbelievable.
Kelce speech was
a ripoff of Chase Utley. I know.
I just did that for him.
Yep. Everything Utley did, just we're gonna dump on his legacy. That's what we do today. Yep.
That's why I have
these kids.
That's why I have Kelce. So you can pick BG,
man.
But I have Kelce.
Yeah.
All right. You think about it. 215-592-9494.
We'll get an answer at 5:50.
Yeah. It's Ed will say both again. He'll say Ed will go. You know what he'll do? This place will be packed, and he'll go. It's BG, and everybody will go. Yeah, and they'll cheer Ike walking out the building over to the Colonial
he'll
Theater.
Get carried out of here.
Yeah.
He'll get carried to the Colonial Theater.
I hadn't even thought of that.
He'll say BG. He'll do an Eagles chant, and then he'll lead like the Pied Piper of Hoagie Mouth over to the Colonial Theater. Ike Reese, ladies and gentlemen. All right. 215-592-9494.
Pied Piper, a hoagie.
Yeah. this is BG Day. This is the WIPF show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party Miller Lite specials all day long at the Great American Pub. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You ever think about giving up? Just remember why you started.
When your back's against the wall and you're living on a prayer, backing down from the fight, starting to get you nowhere. Hit the world back harder than the world can consume. Only there's power within and keep on
Wow.
Yeah.
It's an inspirational song, though.
Is it just those two?
Yeah.
Is Rizzler on it?
I don't think so.
Wow, are they separating from Rizzler? Is there a beef there?
Oh, this is
AJ and Big Justice.
AJ and Big Justice?
Yep. Yeah. Do you see Julie Louise Dreyfus was with Rizzler over the weekend?
Louie.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And said, no offense to that nice child, but I didn't know who he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about the Rizzler.
Wow. She doesn't know who he doesn't know who she is either.
Right. Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party, Miller Lite specials all day, talking about BG. Before we by the way, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a gift for your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Is BG on the Eagles Mount Rushmore is the question. Ike, what do you think the response is so far?
Well, I think it's yes. It's just simple yes or no.
Just simple yes or no.
I would say yes, and it's probably 63% yes.
I think you nailed it, actually.
Really?
63% yes.
Wow.
There
Boom.
He is. He's back.
Boom.
Now.
And, like, what do you think?
Well, yes.
Well, let me ask you this.
I just have my reassurance right there. Yeah. The public agrees with me.
Well, I think if you were to... It's a very easy yes if you don't have to answer for the other three.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So, Jack, could you put the question out again and say if there was only one spot left on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore, who would get it, Jason Kelce or Brent Ingram?
This is BG's game. Why are you trying to?
Divisive spike. There he goes.
Look. If you could put Randall Cunningham on that, and you would get more than 50% yes. I'm just saying, without the other choices,
what about Donovan?
He's on some people's.
He's on some people's. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about the Mount Rushmore. See, I'm showing respect to Chuck Bednarik. You don't want to put him on there, and that's fine. So, like, if you're asking individuals about their Mount Rushmore of Eagles, you're going to get generational type picks. So I do believe people would have BG on their Mount Rushmore of players. Fans that didn't see the Eagles in the 70s or the 80s aren't going to have the same respect.
Well, I think in part –
Like you, Fritz.
Well, it's in part why
– I respect that, sir.
It's in part why Elliot – like not to bring up an Elliot thing or –
Well, that Mike Schmidt thing is ridiculous.
No, that one.
The worst of all time.
Just to keep it on the – I think he knows deep down he made a mistake there. That's why he says what he says about Reggie. His argument about Reggie not being on, I understand. Right. I get it. But his feeling about the Reggie thing is because he's not old enough to experience
exactly.
Reggie. That's the only reason. I don't think anybody who is – Elliot's, what, 37? I'm 48. I don't think anybody my age or older – would say Reggie's not on it, he's a Packer.
Right.
If you're in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. right? But I think a little bit of it is age, for sure.
That's some of it is that, yep.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Angry Ted, you're on WIP on BG Day.
What's going on, fellas?
This is a throwback call right here.
Hey,
throwback,
man, you know, I had to call up, brother? Man, to honor one of the Philly greats, man. Hey, BG, man, if you're listening. You know what I mean? Appreciate you, bro. And you don't know what you did for this city and that team did for this city when y'all won it in 2017, bro. And this latest one is just icing on the cake. God bless you, man. Thank you. And enjoy your retirement, bro. You deserve everything you get, bro. Everything. And as far as the Mount Rushmore, yes, he is, man. And, Ike, you're also on the Mount Rushmore, too, man. I'm not just sucking up people, bro.
Ted, we was doing well.
No, yeah. I'm okay, so
who else is on it?
So we have BG.
How long's your Mount Rushmore? Yeah. You know it's four, right?
We have BG, Ike.
I got Randall Cunningham, who inspired me to become an Eagle fan when he got drafted in 1985.
Okay.
I got Reggie White, and I got Jerome Brown, bro. And also yeah. Brian Dawkins. I can't forget B.
Dawkins. Yeah, well, there you go. And also who else?
Anybody else?
No, that's it. That's it, man. Because and you know why?
But that's five.
That's
because
like six.
Yeah, it can only be four. But it can only be four.
Listen, man. I'm making up the rules here, bro. I'm putting all.
Make a hard decision, Ted. Make a hard decision.
Listen,
we all are doing it.
Yeah. Can I do something real quick, bro? I gotta do this, man. I gotta do this, BG. If you ain't heard it all day, man, one last time. Eagles. Thank you, brother.
There you go.
Something tells me that's not the last time that Brandon will hear an Eagles chant.
Let me ask you this real question.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't even want to go down this road.
All right.
Look, y'all like, yeah, let's
yeah,
go,
well, that
let's
means
go.
I want to hear it. Yeah.
The Reggie question. How many people do you think in today's Eagles fans would actually leave Reggie off the Mount Rushmore list?
I
think there's an age limit there that includes Reggie, and then there's a point where there's a cutoff where younger people.
Can like, I say that's why I include Bednarik now? Is because the young people
right
because of the because
yes.
I don't want to be the guy
yes.
who's like I didn't see it so it didn't count
exactly
right. and that's why I include Bednarik yes
right like
that's why I include Bednarik
oh stop.
Yeah just stop it
I want to respect I've gotten miscast I think on this station is not respecting
well,
the
when
greats.
Did I'm trying to think when was Reggie
yeah, when did Wilt yeah when did
Wilt notwithstanding
yeah.
Wilt notwithstanding
that's where it starts
I think
at.
The Reggie thing comes down to obviously, you look at the numbers and you say, what a great player.
Yeah.
Maybe the greatest player of all time.
Is he a great Eagle?
I
think that's the – when you put the term Eagle on him, that's where well, you start I mean,
but he was such a great
– I totally –
like, you don't know.
Okay. Well, I won't talk about Reggie White
know,
ever
man.
Again.
Well,
I'm just saying.
He played 8 years.
About the greatness
but
of
he's a I think that's where the disconnect happens is that he's a great player. He won one playoff game here.
Yeah, but
a team that won one playoff game.
Yes, but he did play almost a decade for the Eagles and was drafted by the Eagles.
I know.
Yes.
All right.
It was a great player.
All right.
He's arguably the greatest defensive player ever.
Right.
I know.
So his last season with the Eagles was 92.
Yep.
And that was 33 years ago. So you would have to say that anybody 42 and under doesn't have a lot of memory of watching Reggie White.
Yeah.
And that honestly, it's one thing that sucks about getting old, and it is why I'm starting to appreciate my elders more, because I don't want young people telling me that my childhood and the people that I watched didn't exist.
The greatness that you watched didn't matter.
Right, right.
And I'm just getting there now.
Yeah.
I'm 31.
Yeah, you're starting to appreciate it?
Yeah, these kids trying to tell me about certain
things
that's
right
what
I'm
now.
Saying.
It's
yeah.
a joke.
Yeah.
Got
some wait till they tell you that A-Rod wasn't
great. Yeah, wait till they tell me. Like, well, the Utley depreciation's already currently happening.
It really is.
Yeah, I can't. Well, I'm gonna die on this radio station arguing about Chase Utley.
Yep.
That's going to be my final breath.
215-592-9494. It's BG Day. We are remembering the career of, not remembering, paying tribute to the career of Brandon Graham as we tribute him tonight at BG Live at the Colonial Theater. Speaking, a quick thing about a current book, congratulations to A.J. Brown, who got, we don't know when the engagement happened. I just know the video was online.
Right. We heard about it over the weekend.
It.
That took a lot of production.
Yeah.
That could have happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you had to have the whole team edit it and have John Legend's team approve it and all those things.
John Legend came out of nowhere in that video. Like, it's a normal, mostly normal engagement video, which I've never seen an engagement video. But it was mostly like, all right.
And you hear the John Legend song.
Yeah. I was like, is that John Legend?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I wouldn't even show Renee the video.
No.
Because... A, we didn't have an engagement party. Like, so what? If that's the engagement party, what is the wedding going to be like?
That's what I'm saying. You got John Legend for the engagement? Does that mean, who are you getting for the wedding? Is it going to be like an all-star cast? Is it going to be a...
My man didn't spare any expenses.
No.
Man. I'll tell you that.
No.
He went all out.
I was so proud of how I, when I proposed to Val, I thought it was a really good idea.
Yes.
And then I saw that, and I'm like, well, I didn't have...
That puts you to shame, like, oh, my goodness.
All you kept thinking about was, well, what if she said no?
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, something tells that, me he knew,
dude,
she was getting.
Let me tell you, that looked better than my wedding.
Yes,
and I spent a pretty good penny on my wedding. That looked better than the wedding that I had 22 years ago.
Absolutely, dude, it was incredible.
23 years ago,
nailed it. Yeah, dump that audio.
So, congratulations to AJ Brown.
Now, was there anyone not there?
Well, there were a bunch of teammates.
Oh, would you stop it?
The quarterback was not there.
Oh, God.
They're best friends. Yes.
Maybe prior commitment like the White House.
Yeah. Yep. Scheduling conflicts.
Scheduling
conflicts happen.
He's had a lot of scheduling conflicts recently.
Anaya Smith was there, I believe.
He was?
Yes.
I think Jahan Dotson was.
How would
was.
You know he was there?
Because I saw the tags on
I need a name tag to know.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I could run over Anaya Smith leaving here.
I
wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And people were saying that DTR was there, but I don't think he was there.
Who's DTR? Oh,
the new quarterback?
Yeah.
No, he was there?
I don't know. There's people on Twitter said he was there.
I saw Danny Garcia. Shout out to Danny Garcia, champ.
Kyle McCord was there.
What's
no, stupid. I don't think AJ Brown knows who.
You almost had me with that one. I'm like, what? Cal McCord was there.
Devontae was there. That was good.
Oh, Smitty was there.
Yeah.
Was what's his name? Tanner McKee, was he there?
Every quarterback but Jalen, is that where we're going?
Randall was there, Mike Vick, Nick Foles.
I didn't see Saquon.
Saquon's at a weekend, man. I think he was in Miami.
was he?
Oh, Saquon was down at the Grand Prix thing.
He was partying with Timothée Chalamet last night.
Was he?
Yeah.
Where? Was it Met Gala? Wasn't the Met Gala?
They got
Gala
that thing in Miami, that big
Grand
race.
Prix?
Yeah.
Oh, the F1.
I think that's a big weekend, yeah, in Miami.
I'm not going to hate Saquon.
They did that over the Derby?
Yeah, because Coop is at the Derby.
Some people went.
Yeah, he saw.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Okay.
Delegation.
Oh, boy.
Be proud of our brother, Cooper DeJean. He was on fire Saturday. Did you see that suit he had on?
Oh, was he?
Did you see that suit he had on?
Well, you have to do that at the Derby.
Yeah, but everybody don't know what the hell they're doing when they do that. I'm looking at it, and I'm giving him a compliment on he put that thing together. It was simple, but it was nice.
Yeah.
Nice little white and gold. It was nice.
Kay Adams said she wanted to party with him.
I bet she did.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
And Coop.
Summer of Coop.
BG Day.
Let me tell you, Coop, hang in there, Coop. Hang in there, Coop, man. It's going to get rough out here for you, man.
Q in Center City.
Coming from everywhere now, Coop. Hang in there, man.
Q, you're on WIP.
Now, Spike, let me go into the Mount Rushmore. Rushmore to be different than your top five. Like the Chuck Pignera thing, I think the impact of the organization in its entirety. That's what we talk about when we talk about the Mount Rushmore. So even like, and maybe you got to be of a certain age group to put somebody on the Mount Rushmore. You can't be a young man putting somebody on the Mount Rushmore because you got to think about the people before you. So, you know, you can have people on your Mount Rushmore, and then your top five might only got one of those guys. I think the impact is different for top five Eagles and Mount Rushmore Eagles. What do you think?
So, okay, just to clarify, Q, when you're saying top five Eagles, you're talking about the best five Eagles players? Is that what your top five is?
Absolutely. But Mount Rushmore is different.
And Mount Rushmore is representative of the Eagles franchise. Is that what you would say?
That's my opinion of it.
Okay. So what would I'm all for age limits. I'm all for saying somebody has to be 40 to give an opinion.
Wow.
I think everybody should shut up before 40.
Gatekeeper Spike.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Fran, get out of here. Don't care. So what would your Eagles Mount Rushmore, then what would it be?
It would be Chuck Pignera. It would be Reggie White. It would be
Dawkins.
And I got to say BG. Now, this is the thing. My reason for saying BG is this, and I'm going to get into my whole BG thing. In this city, BG was known for a while, as the pick that wasn't Earl Thomas. So let's be honest about that. He was grinding him up at a time when Philly fans was the grinders of grinders. We'll put you in a grinder. And he was getting it all. His grit and his resilience, I'll do all that and show up the way he did. He's an all-time Eagle because of that. Because of that alone. Yeah. Because we ran a lot of people out of here. Everybody ain't tough enough to take what we was giving out. And DG took it, understood his failure, and we forgot about he was the one. Because I remember for years he kept saying, we could have had Earl Thomas. We could have had Earl Thomas. And that was DG. But he didn't listen to none of that. He kept getting better and getting better. So, had that kind of grit. Nobody had that in this city, and he showed it. For any other young player that's coming in Philadelphia, got to look at BG and CJO because it might not hit right away. But right. If you stay to it and put your best foot forward, it might. And at that time, BG wasn't one of those who was, talking down on the city, on the fans and all that. I don't remember that.
No,
I don't remember him.
Blocked everybody
really,
on Twitter.
He was going hard. Yeah. If anybody,
I respect calls, it. By the way,
if you remember,
you're on a blocking spree.
I am on a blocking spree.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who needs to, you know,
yeah, I don't care.
You wake up every day. Who needs to look at the internet and being told how much you suck? Yeah. I mean, like, you know, go somewhere, tell somebody else they suck.
Yeah, pound sane.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Q. 215-592-9494. It is BG Day on WIP.
And Mount Rushmore Day.
And Mount Rushmore Day. The kickoff of July's Mount Rushmore week.
It's a nice preview.
Yep. So, quick thing on Saquon.
Yes.
Now, I, of course, want him to have the greatest offseason ever. And which he is. He is taking advantage of every, you know, opportunity afforded to him. I did think just for a second about the Cole Hamels offseason of 08.
Yeah.
And came back the next year, did not have a great season, yeah. Because he did not have the same focus on getting better and achieving and all those things. Yeah. And I'm not saying Saquon or anybody else in the Eagles is, but this is the challenge, right? This is the challenge, is that Saquon had not only had so much to prove coming into this year, not to...
He was locked in last
year.
He was locked in on
proving everything to everyone. Yes. And it just shows how hard it is. Now, if you ask me, do you think Saquon's going to show up in shape and blah, blah, yes. But having that...
We hope.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Listen,
like, yeah.
Let's get straight to it.
Yeah.
He's been enjoying the offseason more than any other Eagle.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let's hope he comes to training camp ready to go.
Yeah. There's plenty of time.
And certainly, let's hope he's ready by the time the season starts.
Yes.
Now, I would personally, considering the offseason he's had.
Yep.
I would ease him in through training camp. I mean, Nick, he doesn't need to be out there. Now, he can be here, but I don't need Saquon in training camp practicing, right? I can slowly get him going. He's certainly not touching the field in the preseason. Don't need to see him in the preseason. And quite frankly...
So he was going to have a longer ramp up anyway.
Yes, right. Quite frankly, I would use the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season. He wouldn't get the ball more than 15 times a game. It would be 10 to 15 times a game that he gets the ball. I just gave this dude $40 million.
Yeah.
I need to get him for 3 more years. I don't need him to be the best running back in football in September. Right? Like, he's coming off a season where he's touched the ball more than any time in his career. He set a record
for
yardage last year. Yeah, he set a record for yardage last year. Y'all won the Super Bowl. He's what, 27? Right? 27?
No, I think he's 28 or 29.
Oh, is he 28? Yeah, or is he even older than that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm about 27. That's even more of a reason. Well, I'm slow.
He's 28, and he will be he just turned 20. 28 in
February. Just turned 28.
Yeah, I'd be slow rolling this thing with Saquon. Yeah, Will Shipley and A.J. Dillon, yeah, get ready because you guys – and we're throwing the ball early in the season. I'm not leaning on Saquon the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season. I need Saquon November, December, and January to be the best running back in football.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the challenge for the Eagles is it's so easy to say all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then in game two.
No, and that's why the passing offense matters.
100%.
Because if they can do those things, then they can lessen Saquon's load. You're right. But if those things are struggling and they're not throwing the ball and moving the ball well, then, of course, they're going to resort back to what they know, which is give 26 the ball. I'm just saying, and I'm not knocking him for it. He earned it. He's enjoying his offseason, though. You can say he's still working. You don't have the type of events that he's attending and distractions that he has without and then say, I'm as locked in as I was last year.
Right.
No, last year, the Giants let him go. The Eagles picked him up. He was highly motivated last year.
He might have been the most locked-in player of all time last year. You know?
He went out and had the best season of his career.
Yes. Yeah,
had the healthiest season of his career.
Yep.
That's why when you brought up the Cole Hamels thing, I think it's appropriate to bring up because you just don't know. He may think he's doing the same, but you're not doing it the same.
All of a sudden, you got, you know, the year before you had zero commercial shoots. Now you have seven.
Yes.
You know, you have one every other week.
This award show wants to bring you and make you a guest. And
yep. And by the way, everywhere you go, now they want to buy you beers.
Yes.
Everywhere you go, you know.
Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
when Jalen goes to something, Jalen is smile, point the finger,
take
a picture, I'm back home.
Yep. Yeah.
Saquon?
No.
He's the life of the party.
Pre-party, after party. He'll be, wouldn't be surprised to show up tonight.
Yep. Half in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
But that's also why we love him. But I'm saying, though.
He's really the only one, though.
I'm saying, though, he's enjoying Cooper's, his offseason.
Well, Cooper's having summer of Coop.
Yeah.
Eli Ricks.
Cooper's having it. Well,
Eli Ricks looking for a new wife. Yeah, trying to break up Ivanka's.
Everywhere. I've seen Coop a lot of places, too, man.
Yes. Yeah. Coop needs to lock in. Because, Coop, you're not safe,
dude. It's almost Seattle season.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we haven't even got
to beach season. Come on, man. Coop down the shore?
Coop like and Avalon?
It's going to be Carter and Richards all over again.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. No, we don't see Reed. We don't see his brother in paleness
right,
anywhere.
Yes.
Is that what we call ourselves?
Yeah. Brothers in pale?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's Reed at? Hey, Reed's like, hold on.
Well, Reed wants that contract.
Yeah, Reed's like, I was undrafted. I don't know what you're doing.
Yes.
My signing bonus was in the 100,000.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, he's got a career to have. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it'll
work. That's why everybody does not repeat as champions.
Dude, what if we get – all right, so they have training camp, and Elliott's at training camp. And before he tweets anything, he sends us a text. He's like, yo, I think Saquon's 300 pounds.
Saquon looks like A.J. Dillon.
Can't tell him apart.
He does the Jason Peters walk out halfway through
man.
Stretching. You know?
We're laughing now, but yeah, I do not want to see that.
Hey, you see that guy on the street? He looked like if Saquon Barkley was 60 pounds heavier. No, that is Saquon. All right. 215-592-9494. BG Day on WIP.
BG Day.
We're at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. For the BG Live pre-party.
Right there.
Oh, there it is. There's a 55, not a 54.
Not a 54, trash
yeah,
number,
but a 55. Miller Lite specials all day at the Great American Pub. Joining us next.
Y'all think Corey's feelings were hurt?
Yes. He didn't know what he had coming. But can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
So when he first said it, let's put Trotter to the side for a second.
Mm-hmm.
He said the number 54. I was with him. I got the number 54 doesn't scream big number in NFL history.
But why?
But Brian Urlacher?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
So he says it. You say Trot, and I say, oh, I screwed it up. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
But he was still – like, there was something in Corey's voice where he still
wasn't
– where
he was being defiant. He didn't want to –
Yeah. He was
– like, it's my opinion. Yeah. I just sound like
– Yeah, he wasn't back. He didn't go, oh, I forgot about that.
Right.
He was still on it, and that was the interesting – that's what I think you sniffed out about Corey. Right, he wasn't.
Yes.
He didn't give the.
Yes.
He didn't give the. Oh, you're right.
Exactly.
I gave the. Oh, you're right. Now forever, I'll be the guy that forgot about Trot. But still,
no.
Yeah.
You just had a brain cramp, right?
Just
there.
Didn't
That's
think
all
about
that
it.
Was.
Just thought about the number. That was all I thought. All right. Coming up next, the first coach to ever win a Super Bowl as coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson.
Dougie P.
Joins us next. We'll find out what Doug's up to and his best memories of Brandon Graham. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.